This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. And we are, of course, broadcasting across the country and around the world via our syndicator, the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And, of course, the people that are hearing us around the world, many of them are our military men and women listening overseas right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America and to our first responders. Our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security, and the construction workers, too. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and then find out what a USCCA membership can mean for you. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, a lot of things going on yesterday. The cold weather is still up in the north. However, it's going to warm up today west of Michigan. And east of Michigan, all the way into New England, I-80, I-90, those routes, anything above there to the north, you're going to have frigid temperatures for another day.
Exactly right. And so we understand that where the polar vortex was, things seem to be warming up a little bit, Captain, but I don't know if just getting above zero is technically warming up, but perhaps it's a darn fine sight better than what they've been seeing the last few days.
Only if you're Dave and you've been living in an igloo.
Exactly right.
To him, zero would be a benefit.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, up in Indiana. Of course, we're talking about Dave, who's been letting us know all about how cold it is up there. You know, even the dog is under the blanket up there.
Yes, I heard about that. I saw that. And so that's right. You got to bundle up, and that's what it's all about.
Yep. Now, what is Nancy talking about, Nancy Pelosi? She came out yesterday and made a statement that, and I'm going to read it verbatim, that they would support border infrastructure and Normandy-style fencing. Is she talking about the obstacles we had on the beach that our troops had to go across? I mean, what's she talking about?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen a couple of pictures of this kind of thing, and yes, it looks similar to the obstacles that you would see in the historical photographs. They look like sort of big jacks, you know, from the, you know, that there's this big sort of X-shaped posts. And so she is saying that that could be in the discussion, but of course these are the kinds of things that ultimately you can easily climb over. They're designed to be able to be moved and these kinds of things. So it would not be a fence or a slats of steel, what the president has talked about. It would certainly be something that would be a barrier technically, but it wouldn't be designed to actually stop people from coming over the border.
Well, on the beaches in Normandy, they had those obstacles, and they had lots of concertina wire, too, all across the beach. That's what they had in Normandy. So she's talking about that. That's not going to be cheaper than putting up a fence, a big metal type structure. That won't be cheaper at all. It'll make it more expensive because of the obstacles you have to put in there now.
Well, exactly right. And so one wonders, of course, is this some sort of technically, quote-unquote, a compromise for public consumption rather than actually wanting to create the kind of barrier that would be effective against people crossing the southern border. And keep in mind, too, that we already have hundreds of miles of border fencing. And for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to simply try to take some hard line with this and somehow that it's immoral and all the things that they've been saying for the past several weeks, is really just not doing a service for the American people. It is simply revealing that they are completely opposed to anything Donald Trump wants. You know, if Donald Trump wanted some amazing, wonderful thing, they would be against that because they don't want him to have a political win.
Well, that's it. And they realize that if Donald Trump does not get his wall or a barrier of some sort, that he will not be keeping his word, and they will go after him for that and remind all the people. And I believe it'll cost him the election.
Well, exactly right. And I think this is why the president is looking very hard. And certainly when we say things like that, it means that he's talking, I'm sure, with the White House counsel, an army of lawyers, and how is this going to be challenged? How do we get around that challenge? How do we continue? Is this part of my Article 2 powers? This kind of thing. So if he doesn't declare the emergency, then he may be setting himself up for a defeat in 2020, if that's what it comes to.
If I had been him, I would have already declared the state of emergency based on all the information I had over 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, actually. Well, we were up for 5 weeks. That's, government shutdown was, 5 weeks long?
Yeah, 34 days, I think, something like that.
All right, I would have done that to begin with. After about the first week, I would have said, okay, here's what I can do, here's what I'm going to do, boom, and do it.
Well, sure, and I think that, I'm sure that that was discussed, and I think what the president was doing ultimately was trying to show that he gave the Democrats every single chance. He reopened the government, but now, of course, there's no money for the wall, and of course, you know, we could have told him that, you know, a long time ago, but I think he wants to show he gave him every chance, but now I think he's going to be able to say, this is my mission, I have to protect the American people.
All righty, well, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, I'm going to talk with Kyle a little bit more about the wall. I got a couple of ideas. I know how they can pay for the wall very easily. Think New York City for openers. Think New York City. That's my clue. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, if you didn't catch that podcast last night of Wayne and I going on the first two segments in the first hour, go on back to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the podcast links that are right there. I am telling you, that was a winner all the way around because we talked about some stuff that nobody, and I mean nobody, talked about, and it'll take a week or two for him to catch up to us with what we were talking about last night. All right, this part of the program is brought to you by our buddies over at Extendivite, and they got a sale going on right now.
Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I am a full disclosure person here. I use Extendivite, and it works, and I've used it for a number of years. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Maybe you need some Extendivite.
Yeah, maybe so. It sounds like a good deal.
All right, as promised, I know how to pay for the wall.
Okay.
You ever been to New York City?
I have not, unfortunately. One day I'll get there.
Doesn't matter how you come into New York City by vehicle, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck. Now, boats are a little different because you got to pay to get on a boat, and it's quite expensive if you want to ride one of the ferries. But if you come in by car, you come in by truck, they have tolls. They have toll bridges. They have toll tunnels. They have toll roads to get in there. Now, just to get into New York City, on a, coming through a bridge with a car, is a minimum of $10. Mm-hmm. Follow me so far?
Oh, yeah.
Just to get in. Now, to come in a truck, the minimum is $25. And some trucks, it's double that.
Wow. Yeah,
now,
that's a lot, yeah.
If we charge everybody that comes in a vehicle across the border $10 or $25 or whatever to get in, you've paid for the wall in short order. Am I wrong?
Well, I'm sure that would certainly raise a lot of money fairly quickly, I would think.
And how about if they want to walk across the border? They go, okay, well, we're going to beat this. We're just going to drive our cars up here, park them on the border, in a parking lot, get out and walk across. Okay, charge them $5 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad, is it?
No, not at all.
Everybody that walks in across the border that's not a citizen is coming in here to work or do whatever they're doing.
Well, exactly. It's a ticket.
You obviously would not charge a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the majority of the people coming in from Mexico are not going to be citizens. Now, there's another way to do it. How about all this money that gets sent overseas into billions of dollars? We don't even know what it is. 40, 50 billion, 60 billion, 70 billion. How about if we charge them 10%, a 10% fee on every dollar that they send back to Mexico or out of this country?
Yeah, surcharge, basically. Yeah.
What do you think that would do?
That would probably raise a lot of cash very quickly again. Yeah.
Have we not paid for our border wall?
Exactly.
Okay. Why isn't somebody in Congress thinking about that?
That's a really good question.
And I'm not the brightest light bulb on the block, and neither are you, but we just paid for the wall.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting that one of the criticisms levied at Trump, President Trump, is the idea that somehow, you know, he said Mexico would pay for the wall. And I think that in context of that campaign, slogan and campaign promise would be the idea that we would amend our trade deals so well with Mexico in particular that the money would actually pay for the wall. If Mexico wanted to have a good trading relationship with the United States moving forward. But of course, because the president doesn't have that kind of support, to redo these kinds of things in the way that he should, unfortunately, I think that's become a non-starter, and the Democrats and far left will say, ha ha, Mexico's not paying for the wall. But in the end, they actually will be through these different kinds of things.
And Dave, Indiana is texting us from the igloo. He's saying Trump needs to also make a State of the Union speech that when they have their when a communist gives the rebuttal speech, it makes her look like real evil. He says he's talking about that girl from Georgia.
Right, it was Abrams, I think.
Yeah, the one that wouldn't give up when she lost the governor's race.
Well, exactly.
There had to have been some votes that were stolen. Well, there were, but they were not to her disadvantage. They were to her advantage.
Well, right. Well, and this is a real interesting pick too about having the actual response. One would think, you know, with the amazing success of the what I call the hostage video of Schumer and Pelosi, maybe they would tag team that thing again, you know, somehow as a response. But going with Abrams is an interesting choice because again, it shows the direction that the party is going, and mainstream America is going to see this on display, that the idea, these left-leaning ideas that are just out of the mainstream of America are going to be once again foisted upon the American people. So I guess have at it.
So the president wanted to pull troops out of Syria and Afghanistan, correct?
Right.
Yesterday, the Senate had a vote which rebuked him, and it was a bipartisan vote, both Democrats and Republicans, that says, not so fast. We want to keep our troops in Syria and Afghanistan until we're absolutely sure they don't need to be there.
Well, that's exactly
right.
And
that was the Senate voted that way.
And that was the Senate. So it is, this is a big break with President Trump and a big break with what the president said back in December, that ISIS had essentially been defeated. And so again, I think the senators and even representatives in Congress, I think that they feel the heat a lot more than the president does with these kinds of things. And so I think that they have to make a political decision on their own as to how they're going to be perceived in all of this. But erring on the side of caution, the idea that we still want to make sure that everything is taken care of, that somehow we don't want to rely only on the Turkish leader to take care of business after we go, you know, may not be such a bad thing. And so this is an interesting message politically, you know, to the president.
Now, we may hear today from the White House that the INF treaty, which is a nuclear treaty with Russia, we may pull out of that.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a real interesting development as well. And of course, you know, it on its face, it always seems like this is the worst possible thing in the world. But a lot of times there are internal machinations and perhaps a
well, Russia's been cheating.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
And we know that.
Well, of course, and now and again, but this is going to be played out like here comes President Trump and he's doing the bidding of Vladimir Putin and this kind of thing. But here's the deal: the president's actually been very tough on Putin and very tough on Russia. The president has a demeanor when he's talking with people, especially people who are his adversary. He has a tendency, I think, to try to be somewhat diplomatic when he's talking in public, especially standing right next to them, trying to get to that deal that he wants to get to. But the president has actually been very tough on Russia, but of course the perception was built up from the very beginning that somehow he's the pawn of Putin. And so by pulling out of the treaty, he might be able to send a very stern message that the United States is not going to fool around.
And by the way, we're hearing from Ed, our Gordon Foods driver. He said that he already made a trip down to Fort Myers. He's been back to Plant City, and now he's headed back up to Ocala. He's listening to us on the radio right now. And, Ed, you truck him safe, and I'm sure it's a whole lot different tonight than what it was last night.
I would hope so. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was 35 degrees in Newport Richey as we were getting off the air, and I know it was colder than that to the north here in Florida. So it's a better night for driving, I suppose. But anyway, I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. Now, the other thing today, we should hear about more troops being sent to the Mexican border. Don't know how many. I've heard all kinds of numbers, so I'm not going to speculate. But once again, these will be support troops to back up the CBP agents that are down there, because we've got reportedly 12,000 people in the pipeline coming to the border.
Well, that's right. These so-called caravans, you know, continue coming. And it's, you know, they have to be able to be staffed up for any eventuality.
All right, we'll be right back. Hold that thought, Fred, Kyle. We'll be right back, folks, for more. And, you know, the biggest fentanyl bust happened over the weekend. And yesterday they displayed the wares, enough to kill 50 million people. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump expressed optimism about the high-level talks going on with China over trade.
And it will be the biggest trade deal by far, but it will also be the biggest deal ever made.
the two largest countries.
Also at the White House on Thursday, President Trump's war of words continued over border funding and a border wall with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. You can forget it. Our country is going to be a very unsafe place. If you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall.
The unseasonably cold temperatures up and down the East Coast and in the Midwest are expected to last another 24 hours. Highs over the weekend, though, expected to be 40 degrees in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by our buddies over at Geico Insurance. Now, you know, you can get a great rate with a personal touch. All you got to do is ask the insurance agent that you'll get a hold of when I give you the information for more than just your car, because they've got coverage for just about anything you own. They cover motorcycles, ATVs, boats, RVs. They can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agency. And they are my insurance of record, for have been for about 15 years, and I'm very happy with the rates I get and the treatment I've gotten for different minor problems I've had. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including over 21 million drivers. Now, when we had the hurricane a year ago, and I had the damage done to my property, and it blew my little shed into Tampa Bay, no questions asked. All they when they came out, they saw the pad and nothing sitting on the pad. They said, oh, okay, you have the receipt for what you paid for that? I said, yep. So they prorated it, but I got a check for that, plus the siding damage to my house, because they also carry my homeowner's insurance. And everything got fixed up nice and new again. By the way, I got a better shed now than I had before. And it's tied down with tie-down straps. So anyway, go to Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, for more information. And tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle. Yeah, I feel pretty good about that. I got a better shed than what I had before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tied down.
Oh, very cool. Well,
yeah, because the last one just took a little flight.
It's somewhere out there.
Well, yeah. Somebody told me they saw something out in the water. They didn't pay any attention to what it was or where it came from. And they said they thought it was some kind of tool set or something. I said, yeah, that was mine.
Oh, wow.
And the reason it flew away is there was nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all I had in it was a lawnmower, a push lawnmower, and a weed trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
So off it went.
Well, now I got concrete. I got everything in it. But anyway, so it is what it is. Now, let's talk about the fentanyl bust that happened in Arizona, actually over the weekend. But the way this went down and the way this driver was permitted to just come into the country and show his little card, and they just let him come right through without inspecting him at all because he was on a regular run hauling a load of produce, so iced down load of produce, so you wouldn't have noticed that there was anything in the truck, but he had a trap floor in it where he had 254 pounds of fentanyl. So you pick it up from there.
Well, that's right, Captain. This is kind of the idea, you know, of the North American Free Trade Agreement, that
right.
kind of thing, so that you could have an uninterrupted trucking system or delivery system coming from Mexico, Central America, all the way up through North America and into Canada, where you wouldn't have that kind of scrutiny. So it is very concerning. We don't know how, and maybe this will come out, but we don't know how many other loads of drugs or other kinds of...
Well, this guy had been doing this same run for 10 years.
Exactly, yeah. So he was a regular, probably knew some of these different Border Patrol officers as he came through the same station back and forth. But it really goes to show, most unfortunately, that the compromise took place somewhere along the line, and hopefully we'll find out more about that.
And this was in Arizona.
That's right. It was all bound for Arizona.
And again, we're not talking about California, folks, and this is what I keep telling you about this wall and about these ports of entry. It's not necessarily California. It's further down the line where they're sneaking across.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And of course, fentanyl is so terrible and it's so deadly that the estimates are that this particular load of fentanyl would be enough to get this kill some 50 million people.
Exactly.
It's enough to do that. Now, there are terrorist angles to this kind of thing as well. You can get that kind of deadly drugs into the country.
Sure.
And, surreptitiously, that's a terrible, terrible terrorist plot burgeoning right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there also was something else that happened yesterday. The United States charged some 20 people over a Chinese birth tourism scheme, whatever that meant.
Well, that's right, Captain, and this was happening literally right under my own nose here in Southern California. Because
a lot of that happens out there.
Exactly. So this is where people are brought to this country ostensibly to come as a visit to the country. Now, it's important to note that it's not illegal to travel to the United States while you're pregnant if you're coming from a foreign country. That's not illegal in and of itself. But in this particular case, you had essentially defrauding the U.S. Customs and not telling that they were pregnant or just hiding it, essentially. And they were supposed to be coming to Hawaii in one particular case to travel and see the Trump Hotel. But really, they went to Irvine, California, which is just a hop, skip, and jump away from where I live here in Southern California, right next to Irvine, that they would stay there and then give birth to their babies, which, again, would get...
You got an anchor baby.
...citizenship, exactly. But they, of course, would take the money from these young mothers, and part of this crackdown has to do also with money laundering, in addition to defrauding the American government to get a visa to come to the United States. So this is a big deal. It's been going on for a long time, and it's not just from China. It includes also countries like Russia and Nigeria and other countries as well. So this is a big deal.
What happened to the babies?
That's a real good question.
I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking really bad about this, that they might have been involved in selling them or putting them up for adoption, but they sell them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. Right, up for adoption to the highest bidder, or that kind of thing. But again, it's not a good thing, and obviously it's good that they were found out, and this is a major, major bust.
Now, Herman Cain, his name came up in kind of an odd way. Tell us about that.
Well, it looks like Herman Cain could be, appointed to a Fed chair position.
Federal Reserve, yeah. He could be on the board.
Exactly. And so this is interesting because he's had some experience with the federal banking system in the past.
In Atlanta, he was the chairman of the Federal Bank of Atlanta.
Exactly right. And so this is going to be a real interesting thing to see. And I know that Herman Cain was interviewed by Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity tried to get some extra information out of him.
Of course.
He was not going to be too forthcoming on that.
Well, he can't be.
No, well, of course, yeah. But Herman Cain, of course, successful businessman. He was a candidate for president back in 2012.
Plus, he ran that pizza company.
He did, Godfather's Pizza.
Yep.
Very successful. Herman Cain's a good guy.
And what was the motto of Godfather's Pizza?
What was that?
Pizza, pizza.
Was that
that little guy, pizza, pizza.
Yeah, that's Little Caesars, I think.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that's what they started it over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but Herman Cain, of course, he's a known name. But this isn't about, just a political friend or something like that. He's got the experience, I think, to be a real good candidate for this.
Now, the other thing that we need to talk about is, just as we were coming on the air, I was getting bits and pieces of a big-time air raid being launched by the Philippines and a big land invasion where the ISIS rebels are apparently in control of that part of the Philippines. So what do you know about that?
Well, we're trying to find out more as we go through the program tonight, of course. There's not a whole lot of big details coming out about this. But
well, it's in a rather remote section of the Philippines.
Of the Philippines, exactly. But this comes on the heels, of course, of some 20 people that died in the church bombing recently in the Philippines.
And it should be pointed out that the girlfriend of the Las Vegas shooter that killed all those people, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She was from that area.
Well, exactly right. Yes, I recall that. Exactly. And so this is, and of course now there's even some new speculation about how these particular bombings went down. There was a secondary explosion, which they believe...
Yeah, to go after the first responders.
That's right. They believe that was an actual suicide bomber, even though they had some footage of somebody evidently leaving a package or leaving a bomb initially, but the second one could be a suicide bomber. This is from the Philippine President Duterte, and even the law enforcement there seems to counter that a little bit, but they're still investigating, obviously.
Well, that's the MO of ISIS. That's what they did in Iraq.
But exactly right. That's right. You have a secondary explosion go off. But, it confirms that ISIS is able to reach these kinds of targets. And, of course, the kind of heinous nature of attacking a church and a church service is a terrible thing. So they're trying to make a statement.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you go. We're going to talk to you in the weekend show. But you'll have a special assignment. We want you to track down that groundhog because tomorrow is Groundhog Day.
That's right. Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, you got to find that groundhog.
I will.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You always have a lot of great fun and great information with him. And in case you didn't know, tomorrow is Groundhog Day. So be prepared. You might hear about 6 more weeks of winter. And Dave is hoping for it. He wants that igloo to stay up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right, that's Leland Martin. And speaking of hauling chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, if you were really green, you hauled chickens out of the panhandle of Florida or out of South Georgia or out of Alabama. Now, that's where the green guys, the haulers, came from to haul chickens, because you started out there and then you went up into the big time. And if you really got into the big time, you wound up hauling for Purdue out of North Carolina and Delaware and Maryland. That's if you were really big time. Okay. And enough of that. Enough nostalgia. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. We'll get to all that in a minute, but I got to tell you, the life-threatening Arctic air that gripped much of the central and eastern states the last several days is going to exit the Northeast on Friday, but it's still there. It's still there. From Michigan east tonight, north of I-90 and I-80, you've got some pretty serious temperatures. Now, it's warming up. Back where it was 30 and 40 below zero with the wind chills and all that stuff, you still got the wind chill. You still got some of that to contend with. But instead of being in the minus 30s and minus 40s, it's in the minus 20s, and that will go away as the day progresses. And Dave is actually going to see temperatures above zero today in Indiana, and it'll warm up over the weekend. And over the next two or three days, I've been told there'll be temperatures in the 50s in some of those areas. So they'll think that summer's come in. But tonight, you definitely have got a problem with the freezing cold below zero temperatures in most of Michigan, along the, again, I-90, I-80, those routes, everything north of it, are going east all the way up into New England. Now, there is one big area still of lake effect snow, and I'm telling you, upstate New York, lived there for years. Love you. Lee Shore of Ontario. Love living there. Got used to learning how to live with the snow and all that stuff. But over the past several days, nobody's been telling you what's been going on in the Tug Hill Plateau. Several feet of snow has fallen there. 9 inches, feet. And it's not done yet. It's still snowing. From the Canadian border down I-81 down into Oswego County and over east into the Tug Hill Plateau in the Adirondack Mountains. I would be willing to bet you by the time they get done, we'll be talking about 5 or 6 feet of snow in that area. I would be willing to bet you because of the little bits and pieces I've heard coming out of there. Nobody complains. They do what they got to do. Most everybody's got a snowmobile, and they just hop on a snowmobile and go do whatever it is they have to do, and then go back home and stay there until it quits snowing. That's what you do. By the way, I was the first one up in upstate New York that actually started a snowmobile rescue unit in the fire service, because that's the only way we could get out to get to some of these rescues we had. We could not get there by our vehicles. We had to wait for the plows to get there to plow us in to where we needed to go. So we were able to get the snowmobiles out in front of us and do what needed to be done to save the lives of people. And that was something that we started many years ago. You know, you can laugh at us now, but, you know, they aren't laughing anymore when they found out what it meant. Now, you do have a large area of snow tonight because there are two storms, large storm systems that are moving in from the west going east. One of them right now is from the northern part of California all the way down to where it's raining down around San Diego and east there, as that will head into Arizona later in the day. But you've got a winter storm warning all the way from Reno down through the Sierra Nevada mountains, all the way past Fresno, Modesto, Bakersfield, and on down to Tehachapi. And I'll tell you right now that it looks like as if we got snow will be coming down to the mountains around Las Vegas today as that system moves to the east. And there's a lot of high wind with this, and where it's not snowing in California, it's raining. So there you go. Now, the storms will move over the coast later Friday, followed by a second storm coming on Monday with heavy rain, strong winds, and heavy mountain snow. It'll impact much of California through the weekend, move east into Nevada, move east into Arizona, and follow the I-80, I-40 corridor east in terms of the higher elevations with snow. So be advised, you guys and gals headed west into California up on I-80 or I-40, probably by the time you get to, Utah, you're going to be thinking about being in some serious snow, and it might even get further east than that, into Wyoming. We'll see between now and Monday. But there you go, and that's what you got going on. And then, just to add misery to company, up there in Montana, over into Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, 4th of July, you've got some mountain snows there. It's not that heavy, but it's several inches, 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 inches up there, which is kind of normal. You've also got snow tonight in the mountains east between, up on top of Wenatchee and east of Snoqualmie in Washington State. And you've also got quite a bit of snow, light snow falling. This is not anything that's serious. Might be 2 to 3 inches in this mix. Coming across the lower part of Pennsylvania from Philadelphia west, West Virginia, snowing tonight, snowing across most of Kentucky, snowing across southern Ohio, snowing across most of central and southern Illinois. Scattered snow in Iowa tonight, and some snow down into, St. Louis, and out into the bottom part of Missouri tonight. So that's where we've got more snow there. And Florida, looking pretty good down here. South Texas, looks like you got some fog down there in South Texas and some high winds down there. So be advised, be careful. And what's that? Oh, somebody wants to hear one more stanza of Leland. And the laughing man is agreeing. Here we go.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All righty, well, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report's been brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Remember, Moss Family Automotive, people go, how come there's a car dealer advertising on this truck, this show? Well, it's because they sell cars and trucks and you name it to people all the way as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, up into Calgary, Alberta, Canada, across into Ontario, up into Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and all points in between. They've had people come down because of four words, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all active duty first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, as well as retirees, and 911 dispatchers, active or retired, get preferred pricing, tremendous discounts, thousands of dollars in discounts on brand new vehicles. Now, Moss Family Automotive has a Chevrolet dealer here in Tampa. They also have the two Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River, one in Newport Richey, and they got a whale of a pickup truck sale going on this week right now up there in Newport Richey and Crystal River. Go on up there and check them out. Get one of those XDs. Find out what it's all about. By the way, they may have me driving one around here this weekend. I'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.